曾记取当作金球难拉转去瓦特等内叫生气那可以迅速击毙说难记若拉盘切三金之本国曾记取当作金球难拉想起瓦特等内叫生气那可以迅速击毙说难记若拉盘切三金之本国
First, everybody must give rise to bodhicitta to listen to the Dharma and to practice in order to attain Buddhahood, in order to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. The teaching today is not about renunciation, it's not about bodhicitta. Today's teaching is about the pith instructions. The trick. Pith instructions. Because we've already listened to so many teachings on the foundation practices, the words of my perfect teacher, the way of the Bodhisattva, these type of teachings, and many in terms of theory, understanding, listening, studying. And these we won't teach today because everybody has already started with practice. Everybody is going into retreat. Everybody is receiving pith instructions. So today is a Trekcho class. And what are we practicing is Trekcho pith instructions. Trekcho pith instructions is what the guru is now teaching, and this is what you are now practicing. Because if we never start to practice these auspicious pith instructions, we will always stay at the foot of the mountain. Is it that we mustn't respect the preliminary practices? Of course, we must always keep them in mind and respect them. However, what we are practicing now is Trekcho and Togal practices. It is not the preliminary studies. These preliminary practices we now all understand. How many years have you already been studying for? And if all we do is study, then we will never surpass the state of mind of study. And our practice will always remain conceptual. And in this case, even although you may be doing or generating a lot of positive activities in front of the guru, however, the result of all of this is still material merit. Whether these are material merits, these relative merits, or whether they are ultimate merits, all depends on the state of your mind in which you are generating these merits. It's not related to whether your practices, your offerings are given to sentient beings or to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. What we need to do now is practice the Trekcho pith instructions. Because if we don't practice these profound pith instructions, then we will always remain without practice in a state of conceptuality, of logic. And our practice of emptiness will be our thinking of emptiness, a conceptual practice. And in this case, all your discussions with respect to wisdom emptiness are just conceptual, are just logical. They have just been studied through theories or texts. But one doesn't have the actual realization of wisdom emptiness, of the great perfection, and the merits of the wisdom emptiness realization. The actual realization, the merits, won't have manifested within our own mind stream. And now I will teach great perfection, Trekcho pith instructions, and how must the students listen, receive these pith instructions. The requirements of the Trekcho practices are different. the methods of practice are different. When we receive great perfection pith instructions, the first, bring your body home. Sit in the 7 points of Arutsana. Everyone here, sit in the 7 points of Arutsana. This is the first requirement. Sit like this, sit properly in the 7 points of Arutsana, and in this posture, listen to the great perfection teachings. Just like you would be sitting when you are doing meditation. So that is the first. Bring your body home and sit in the 7 points of Arutsana. The second is bring your speech home and do the 9 Buddha breaths. We have the 3 doors, body, speech, and mind. Bring the speech home and do the 9 Buddha breaths. And the third is bring our mind home, this mind that is lost and scattered and always projecting externally, bring it home and settle down in a state of calm abiding. And these are the conditions required for us to listen to great perfection pith instruction teachings. And then after bringing our body home, our speech home, our mind home, and mind resting in calm abiding and equanimity, enter into meditative concentration. And then the only voice that should be in your mind is that of your guru teaching. Don't have any other arising random thoughts in your mind. Then when one's mind is like this, in equanimity and calm abiding, then when the guru is teaching, your mind and the guru are inseparable. And then in this state, when the guru's voice arises, we may know Rigpa. And when you hear the teaching of the guru, you will understand. Why? Because all that is in your mind is the voice of your guru. You aren't thinking of all sorts of other things. Your mind isn't scattered. There are no distractions of arising thoughts. And this should be the standard that we use when we are listening to great perfection pith instructions. Because if you are not practicing the great perfection, if we don't teach you these very profound great perfection pith instructions. In fact, many of you have heard pith instructions, received pith instructions. Garub Dorji, Longchenpa, Padmasambhava, Jigme Lingpa, Mipam Rinpoche, all of these past supreme enlightened gurus. The essences of their practices. And what are the essences of the practices? What are pith instructions? What is the very lifeblood of the Dharma protectors? What is the spirit of the yidams? It is the essence of the practices. It is all of these lineage masters that have extracted or taught the very essential parts of practices in order to attain enlightenment. Like, for instance, we might take the cream out of milk. It is the purest element. It is like the marrow in the bone. And these are these transcendental great perfection pith instructions. And these pith instructions are called trekcho pith instructions. And really, practitioners must receive these trekcho pith instructions so that they have hope and so that they may realize their true nature of mind, that we may know the great Dhamma Dhatu. If we don't receive these essential pith instructions, then we're really only like a participator, a listener to the Dharma, just someone who is generating positive arising causes.